Chapter 2. Towards B2. Exercise 2. First listening, part 3. You will hear 5 short extracts in which people are talking about Shakespeare in films. For questions 1 to 5, choose from the list A to H the sentence that best describes each speaker's opinion. Use the letters only once. There are 3 extra letters which you do not need to use. Speaker 1.
I think the 2 versions of Romeo and Juliet are definitely the best Shakespeare films ever made. They are both beautiful visually and in different ways bring the tragic story to life. Zeffirelli's version is classically stunning and shows a medieval Verona and the countryside around it. The costumes and soundtrack are romantic and memorable. The more modern version, by Baz Luhrmann with Leonardo DiCaprio, contrasts the same Shakespearean language in a modern context and works just as well. The idea of Verona Beach in Los Angeles was amazing.
Speaker 2.
I must say, I prefer the real classics. What about Laurence Olivier in Hamlet or Paul Scofield in Peter Brook's King Lear? There's also the extraordinary Macbeth by Roman Polanski. That was very violent, but it certainly captured the atmosphere of rivalry and ambition in the play. Perhaps the violence made people overlook the excellent screenplay. So much of the dialogue, including most soliloquies, took place inside the characters' heads, spoken as voiceover narration. It's like watching the characters think. It meant you could concentrate on the words, and I just love to hear the great actors pronouncing Shakespeare's unforgettable lines.
Speaker 3.
Actually, I think the best Shakespeare film was Shakespeare in Love. It gave us a real image of what life was like for the young Shakespeare and showed us how the plays were written and performed in his day. It made it all seem so real. The Elizabethan theatres, the way they dressed and acted, the way women were not allowed to act on the stage. I loved it and thought Gwyneth Paltrow and Joseph Fiennes were terrific.
Speaker 4.
What about adaptations based on Shakespeare? West Side Story is a classic and dramatic version of Romeo and Juliet that told the story in a completely different context, but in a totally believable way. And more recently, 10 Things I Hate About You, where Heath Ledger and Julia Stiles star in a surprisingly smart modernisation of The Taming of the Shrew. It looks like a typical teenage drama, but is in fact a tremendously clever retelling of a play that's often difficult for modern audiences to understand.
Speaker 5.
I haven't seen many Shakespeare films, but I did enjoy Helen Mirren's interpretation of Prospero in Julie Taymor's unusual version of The Tempest. I think it was a stimulating idea to change Prospero into a female Prospera and make the audience reflect on how powerful women can be. Of all different Shakespeare film adaptations, however, the one that stands out for me is the fantastic version of Much Ado About Nothing with Kenneth Branagh and Emma Thompson. It is so full of joy, love, and life, and I think it makes even teenagers love Shakespeare.